Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Something we have touched on before with NAMSA, but it does give us a better understanding of what is actually happening around vehicle ownership and our personal behavior. To tell us more, we join on the line by Director at 8020, a good friend of the show, Andrew Fulton. Such a pleasure to speak with you, Andrew, as always.
Always nice to be on your show, Gugu. Hello.
Oh, fantastic. This conversation is really intriguing because when I shared these stats with a few of my colleagues earlier on and said fewer than one in five South African adults has a personal vehicle, they looked around and we raised our eyebrows because we realized we in the room with vehicles are the lucky ones. Help us contextualize these vehicle ownership numbers in South Africa currently.
Yeah, well, I mean, that next question you should ask them is how many of them bought their house with a mortgage finance? I mean, that's always a shocking number. It's only 12% of South Africans that used mortgage to buy their house. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it is obviously, you know, one in five people have a personal vehicle. Those numbers are down. I mean, you spoke to NAMSA before, but the numbers for June are down 7% compared to year to date. So, yeah, I'm not looking great for the motor industry. And the article we wrote really speaks to five things. One is obviously the state of the economy. Everyone's disposable income is shrinking. Inflation and supply chain issues have added to the cost of new cars. If you look at something even like a Kia Picanto went up by 55% in the last 4 years. Cost of borrowing, we've had 10 consecutive interest rate hikes, bringing prime lending from 7 to 11.75 in just under 18 months. Alternative transport options, you know, the rise of Bolt and Uber. And then the last one, which some people often forget, is just, you know, the price of fuel has doubled since 2020. Insurance has gone up. It's an expensive thing to own a vehicle these days.
I quickly just Googled the price of a Kia Picanto because I remember a time when this vehicle cost about 1,000 Rand a month or less. And now entry level is at least 4,000 Rand or 3,500 Rand per month. And that's without a deposit and without a balloon payment. But this really helps us understand, I guess, that just the cost of ownership to buy a vehicle and to own it and to run it is quite substantial. And naturally, I guess, means that we as South Africans just aren't buying as many cars as we did in the past.
We're not. And I mean, what you said is interesting. It was Top Auto wrote this article saying there's only seven cars that you can purchase with finance for less than 5,000 Rand a month. Only seven. New cars. So, and half of those are Suzukis, which speaks to why they're now like the number two selling car in South Africa and how well they've done over the past short period of time.
Jimny, I see, has actually gotten quite a lot of attention there. So we'll probably come to that list in a moment. What I'm keen to understand as well is if we do take a look at what's happening within the different income groups, because people buy vehicles for different reasons and there are various types of vehicles that exist as well for various needs. So what are we seeing in terms of the diverse options for various income groups?
I mean, what we've got our 80-20 national segmentation that we use to kind of look as it's a lens we look at through South Africa through. And one of the segments that owns 30% of vehicle asset finance loans is the middle class. And if you think about the middle class, you know, these are people that are wanting to get their kids into university. They've got car loans, home loans. They want to live that middle class lifestyle. And what we've noticed with them is, you know, that 10 interest rate hikes that I spoke about. They've seen their loan balances increasing with 100,000 people getting out of vehicle asset finance over the past 2 years. So what we're seeing with that group, the middle class, is they're just realizing they can just no longer afford vehicles, so they get out, or more likely maybe the second vehicle. So once again, we've seen about a 7% drop in households that have two cars. Saying, okay, I mean, I know myself and my wife, I work from home half the time, so maybe I can Uber to work on the days I actually have to be in the office, and we just have one car instead of two.
This is so intriguing, and I can't wait to hear more voice notes from our listeners if this has also been a similar and a lived experience. But what I'm also keen to ask, Andrew, because as we do look around our highways and byways and the garages of our neighbors, there are some individuals who still have some shiny new cars out there, right? That would be less than a year, 2 years old. And I'm intrigued. Naturally, we don't know what everyone's financial standing is, but is there an average that helps us understand of those who are buying vehicles, what kind of vehicle financing needs are we looking to extend ourselves to?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things we could have said there. So the average household income for car owners is about 33,000 rand per month. That's the average. And for those who purchased a model built in the past 2 years, it goes up to 47,000. Once again, just because of the inflation in vehicles over that period. And it just, you can't buy a new car unless you're earning a significant amount of money. And so that's the main one. But what I also find fascinating about South Africa is if you look at our average, in terms of financing, our average vehicle asset finance account is about a quarter of a million rand, whereas our average mortgage is about 696,000 rand. So you've basically got a society where, you know, your average car loan is 34% of your average home loan. Which to me is astounding. It speaks to the value people put on getting a new car and taking on a lot of pain to have that shiny new vehicle.
That is, yeah, once you start doing the maths there, I guess it, if you actually sold your vehicle, then you could actually afford to pay almost more than half of your mortgage there. So that's quite, oof.
Yeah, unless you had a balloon payment, of course.
Exactly.
You got to pay that off.
And that's an intriguing part that you also mentioned, Andrew. We've had this conversation on the show before, but I would be so intrigued to hear, you know, are we seeing more South Africans opting for balloon payments or maybe extending the payment period of their vehicle financing?
You know, I don't have the actual data, but anecdotally from people that I know and trust in the industry, they basically said almost no one takes on a car loan without a balloon payment right now. And obviously, you know, the balloon payment, it reduces your cash. It reduces your cash expenditure on a monthly basis. So why not do it? But I think people forget that, you know, by the time they've got to the end of this loan, they've got a depreciating asset that now they've got to pay off a big chunk of cash on. So yeah, it's I've heard that most people do have balloon payments on their car loans.
My goodness, this is so intriguing. And I guess, Andrew, we've also seen some industry participants trying to respond with either competitive interest rates, fixed interest rates, or the balloon payment in order to make sure South Africans can afford to buy vehicles. Does that still play an influence in terms of, I guess, the solutions that the industry is trying to provide? And are the solutions actually working?
Yeah, so we spoke to Mazda about some of what their insights, and what they're saying is they're seeing a lot of people kind of getting away from these onerous installment long-term agreements to more lease options, which much shorter. You can kind of turn around a nicer car in a shorter period of time. That's one thing that's coming up for sure.
100%. We'll leave it there for today, Andrew, but always such a pleasure speaking to you and giving us some insight into what we typically witness in our behavior. We see it with our friends, we talk about it with our colleagues, but to actually see the numbers make sense and show evidence of this, then, you know, makes it a lot more real. And in terms of providing solutions, also provides a lot more clarity there. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Nice to chat with you, Gugu. Thanks for the call.
Anytime. But I must tell you, next time I see a colleague or a friend with a brand new car, I think I just might side eye them and say, you've been living well.
you know their salary. Yeah?
Probably. Thank you so much, Andrew. Really appreciate it. That's Andrew Fulton, director at 8020, helping us unpack the aggressive rise of what we are seeing where pre-owned vehicles are the name of the game. Fewer South Africans are able to own vehicles in their personal capacity. We are seeing households also slimming down on the number of vehicles that they might own. And if you are able to buy a car, of course, depending on your own individual financial health and financial discipline.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.